Central North Correctional Center is in the midst of another COVID-19 outbreak. So far, 6 local inmates have tested positive. They are all housed within the same unit. But, according to union head Richard Dion, transfers are also increasing the overall number of COVID-19 positive inmates housed at the Penetanguishene Institution. We have additionally taken on a number of transfers from Sudbury Jail, 9 of which have tested positive, on another unit, said Dion, who's president of OPSEU Local CNCC 369. These numbers will not likely be reflected in health unit numbers, as these will be in Sudbury's outbreak. Andrew Morrison, a spokesperson with the Ministry of the Solicitor General, said the ministry is aware that the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has declared a COVID-19 outbreak at the jail. Local public health authorities determine case thresholds for a declared institutional outbreak, Morrison said. Each facility has its own pandemic plan in place prepared in consultation with local public health partners. Morrison said the ministry will continue to work collaboratively with its health unit partners to manage the active COVID-19 cases at the facility and to continue to protect staff and inmates in its custody. All newly admitted inmates are screened and tested for COVID-19, Morrison said, noting inmates must give their consent to be tested. All newly admitted inmates, regardless of vaccination status, are housed in a separate area from the general population for 14 days and tested again on day 10, with consent. But Dion said he expects the current outbreak numbers will likely continue to escalate. Staff are continuing to be diligent with PPE and procedures, Dion said. Once again, this outbreak has likely been caused by transfers from other institutions, as we have been cautious with our intake inmates. During an outbreak last year that featured close to 20 inmates and several staff testing positive, the union raised red flags about the ongoing transfer of inmates from jail to jail during the pandemic. We have been opposed to transfers, and had previously asked that all transfers be isolated to ensure this did not occur, Dion said. This was denied by the ministry, as they are of the opinion they had completed their intake time prior to transfer. Morrison said any inmate who tests positive for COVID-19 is placed on droplet and contact precautions and isolated from the rest of the inmate population while they receive appropriate medical care. The ministry works with local public health units to complete contact tracing and to determine isolation and testing requirements for high-risk close contacts, he said, noting the ministry has its own vaccination supply and makes the vaccine available to all eligible inmates on an ongoing basis. Ministry clinical staff have access to inmate vaccination records via the provincial COVAX system, he said. Protecting the health and safety of correctional services staff and those in provincial custody is the ministry's top priority. The ministry has developed COVID-19 protocols for correctional facilities, in alignment with the Ministry of Health and Public Health Partners. Morrison went on to list important operational changes the ministry has made at all provincial correctional facilities over the past year. Those changes include screening and testing all newly admitted inmates, with their consent housing all newly admitted inmates in a separate area from the general population for 14 days, providing masks to inmates, if required providing personal protective equipment for all staff, requiring all staff to wear a mask at all times while at the facility, and eye protection, as necessary requiring visitors to wear masks at all times while at the facility, requiring temperature checks for staff and visitors, working with local public health units to test inmates and staff as appropriate. Increased cleaning measures.